Vivian Lee's been the CEO and president of Riverlife in Pittsburgh for about 6 months. So she's responsible for all of their programs to get people to use the three rivers and their shores. Before she came to the city, Lee headed up the Boston Harbor Association, where she was known for restoring beaches and thinking about how the harbor and Boston could weather climate change. Recently, I sat down with Lee to talk about her plans for the Pittsburgh region.
So you've been here in Pittsburgh for 6 months now. What's the biggest complaint people have about the riverside?
Riverlife has been around since 1999, and we have been working to build a system of trails and open spaces along our riverfront. So about 14 miles eventually will be complete. We're about 80% of the way there. People always ask us about the missing segments. You know, when are we ever going to get those? Those will follow when there's development. I think the other concern people have is the ongoing maintenance of the trails and open spaces. You know, there's a mix of public and private ownership of various properties along the riverfront, and it's trying to get all of the maintenance to seem seamless so that there's lighting, garbage gets picked up, being sensitive to the needs of the homeless, encampment areas. All of that is a part of the ongoing maintenance and operation of the riverfront. And I think we still need to get a handle in terms of being sure that the funding is addressed.
What can Pittsburgh's riverfronts do to create more sustainability in the region?
Alcosan, as it meets the federal consent decree for the cleanup of our rivers, is really starting to look at what can be done. So bioswales, looking at having more pervious surfaces, but you're also seeing property owners talking about, you know, we're doing landscaping here, we're collecting some of the rainwater, and even in terms of our energy resources, you know, alternative energy, recycling, all of that, we're seeing many more projects that are incorporating that into their plans.
I want to go back to you were talking about infrastructure, and because we do have this huge sewer overflow issue here in our region, not just Pittsburgh, and that I know that Alcosan had a proposal to build sewer infrastructure that was not necessarily green infrastructure, and a lot of people were upset that it might mar the riverfront parks and the riverfront progress that's been made.
Well, I think recently the mayor and the county executive had worked with EPA to emphasize that they were going to promote more green infrastructure. And so I think you're going to see much more of an emphasis towards that. You know, in the past, the more traditional thinking of how you meet water quality standards was big infrastructures and big storage tanks and such. And in fact, that's what we did in Boston when we met the federal mandate. But if you were doing the Boston Harbor Project today, it would be very different. And that's why the dialogue is so encouraging here in Pittsburgh, where you haven't yet made the dollar commitment yet. You can look at alternatives that 10 or 15 years ago, other cities did not.
Pittsburgh is not on a coast like Boston, but there has been a lot of flooding here in the past. And as we face more unpredictable weather and storms with climate change, how can we prepare Pittsburgh's riverfronts for the future, and how can they help with climate mitigation and adaptation for the city?
I mean, this is my first winter in Pittsburgh, and it's been a relatively warm winter. And on the one hand, that's good. The weather has been relatively mild for us to enjoy the riverfront, but that's not good over the long term. Right, and certainly for our children or our children's children's generation, you know, we're probably going to pay the price. So the fact that we're thinking about how we change our transportation modes so that we're looking at not just single passenger automobiles, but being sure that we have good mass transit system, we're encouraging people to walk and to bike. I mean, those are really key because transportation is one of the causes of why we have climate change and also sea level rise. And so if you can start to address that.
Is transportation part of what Riverlife is working on?
As we look at development along the riverfront, we are really proposing a greater emphasis on alternative modes of transportation. So when someone says a parking garage, my first question is, that large? You know, what about the bike storage? What about amenities for pedestrians? When you think about Millennium Park in Chicago, they have shower facilities for cyclists who commute. You know, we don't really have places like that. And it's sort of like, why not? You know, you want to be able to get the development community and property owners to really understand what you're talking about. And a lot of this is new concepts or like, we have to do it. Yeah, it's great that you have public restrooms at Point State Park. Absolutely. My tax dollars and your tax dollars paid for that. But on my private property? Why should we do that? And that's where then groups like River Life or like Pittsburgh or other organizations can say, wait a minute, we all should share a common shared vision of what can happen on the riverfront.
As we think about more development along Pittsburgh's riverfronts, how can we make sure that everyone feels welcome there?
Our riverfronts have to be for all. And I think about riverfronts as being democratic lowercase d. The most successful cities in this country and urban areas are places where people can all enjoy the open spaces, regardless of whether they are paying for it directly. And I think one of the things about Pittsburgh's riverfront, and that's why we want to complete all the segments, is we really want to also encourage neighborhoods that traditionally don't view the riverfront as part of their open spaces to enjoy it. You know, we're talking not just about those who live and work right at the river's edge, but the neighborhoods inland as well. And people saying, well, how far inland? I say as far as we can, so we can get everyone to enjoy the riverfronts.
How do you enjoy the rivers and the riverfront? What do you like to do?
Because I live downtown, I walk along the riverfront to the Strip District to do my grocery shopping and to the markets and such. I don't have a car, so I walk, I bike, I take Uber, I take the buses. I'm really someone who is very dependent on having safe and accessible trails and paths and such along the riverfront. And very often after a weekend, I'll come in with a list of, we've got to deal with this, this, and this, because I will have noticed things as I've been walking or biking, where I'll say to staff, we have to follow up on these and these issues. And I think it's a privilege to have the opportunity to work together with my colleagues so that we can further enhance what is already here in Pittsburgh.
Vivian Lee is the CEO and president of River Life. That's a group that promotes recreation and development along Pittsburgh's rivers. We have a special series of stories about everything from swimming to sailing on the three rivers. That's at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.